welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, directed tonight by Bing Crosby, Jack Diamond for the mayors and Bing's guests, Betty Grable, the queen of the screen, and Harry James, the king of the trumpet. And now here's Bing Crosby, the emperor of waltz.
Emperor of waltz. Who do you think I am, Arthur Murray?
Oh, no, Arthur Murray is the Sultan of Samba. You see, Bing, you made a picture called The Emperor Waltz.
Oh, yes. That's the last one I made with Barry Fitzgerald.
No, 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 Bing. In The Emperor Waltz, you played opposite Joan Fontaine.
Oh, I thought Barry was awfully sweet in that one.
Bing, you must know who you're working with in a picture.
Oh, I don't know. A lot of actors don't know who they're working with in a picture.
Give me a for instance.
Well, Trigger, Lassie, Maxie Rosenblum, me.
Imagine making a picture with Joan Fontaine and not even knowing it.
Oh, the motion picture industry is so confusing. I'm going to stick to radio. In radio, everything goes so smoothly. You're the same person. You do the same thing every week on the same station. Unless you switch to another network.
By the way, Bing, do you think Bob Hope will switch networks?
Oh, no. They don't even want him to switch to Calvin. Now, before somebody takes a switch to us, let's get into tune here. The rhythm airs have glided up alongside, giggling and wiggling and as usual. And tonight they have that orchidaceous look. Kids, let's do a song here, huh? Very seasonal little thing. Go, John.
The snow is snowing and the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles fall. What do I care if the icicles fall? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my gloves. Don't need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher, so I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I got my love to keep me warm.
Off with your overcoat, off with your glove. Don't need no overcoat.
I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire. The flame grows higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
That was as lovely as it was lively, Bing and kids.
Well, this is our first show of the new year, Ken. We've got to have a lively takeoff.
Sure, but when do we go into a slump?
Well, we're in it right now, unless you've got something very interesting and clever to say.
Well, as a matter of fact, I have, Bing. Did you know that 1949 is the 100th anniversary of the invention of the safety pin?
No. You little lifesaver, you.
You mean I'm clever, that I've got a hole in my head?
Little of each. Say, this is the 100th anniversary of the safety pin, huh?
That's right, Bing. It was invented in 1849.
I wonder what held him up before that. Scotch tape?
I wouldn't know. I suppose I could ask Al Jolson. He was around then.
True, but 1849 was the year of the gold rush, too. Jolson was pretty busy then.
Was Jolie in it?
started it.
Incidentally, Bing, you know something that'll rival the gold rush?
What, Ken?
Well, the rush of people going to their dealers to grab those new Philco table radio phonographs.
I know. But they won't trample me. I was out early this morning. I got mine. It's a beauty.
Well, it's not only a beauty, Bing. It's the world's finest performing table radio phonograph. Just compare it.
Well, I'm wise to the whole setup, Ken, but I'm sure our friends listening in would like to hear more.
Okay, Bing. We'll all hear plenty more this month. January practically belongs to Philco. Your Philco dealer will be loaded with special money-saving offers on Philco radio phonographs, including the greatest table model you ever bet an ear to. It's a powerhouse radio. It has an automatic changer for conventional records. And to top everything, it gives you the most sensational performance on the new 45-minute records. Spelled out, that means you get the finest tone ever achieved in recorded music, plus lots more music for less work. So keep your eye on your Philco dealer all this month. Watch your newspaper for special announcements. And get in early on your opportunity to own the greatest phonograph achievement of the century from Philco, the leader.
Here's a tune that's still enduring a furious flurry of popularity, Slow Boat to China. The rhythm airs are packed. We might all hit it once again before the boat sails.
I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone. Get you and keep you in my arms evermore. Leave all your lovers weeping on a faraway shore. Out on the briny with a moon big and shiny, melting your heart of stone.
Baby,
I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone.
Out on the briny with a moon big and shiny, melting your heart of soul.
I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone.
On a slow boat to China,
all to myself alone.
Thank you very much. Say, Say, Ken.
Yeah, Bing?
I got to duck out for a while now.
Duck out?
Yeah, I got a little work to do. I have to go over and see Betty Grable.
Well, unless you're taking that slow boat and have to shovel coal all the way, you can hardly call that work.
Well, I have to see Harry James, too.
Oh, then it is work.
I'm going to talk to Betty about a little play we're going to do here on the Philco show. A highly dramatic scene.
High drama? Mm-hmm. You and Betty going to work on wires, are you?
Oh, never mind. Ken, the real reason I'm going over to the Harry James manse is to unload a horse on him. You know, Betty and Harry are crazy about racehorses.
Oh, yes. I understand they have a very fine stable.
Well, if I unload this nag of mine on them, their Hooper rating will drop like a cheap drawbridge.
Bing, I thought you got rid of all your horses.
Well, I thought so, too, but I was out in the barn the other day, and I heard snores coming from under a stack of hay, so I thought it was Brother Everett out there laid up for the winter or something. I took a pitchfork, and I gave it a nudge, and it whinnied.
Oh, then it was Everett.
No, it was a horse.
Well, I'll be darned. How long do you suppose that horse been laying there?
Well, I don't know, but he wouldn't let me lead him out of the barn until I dressed up like General Sherman.
Bing, you'll never sell a nag that old to Harry James. He's no chump.
Yeah, but I found out he's got bad eyes.
Bad eyes?
Yeah.
Why didn't he marry Marjorie Maine?
Well, he's... just lucky, I guess. Besides, I got a lot going for me. It's a very dark night tonight.
Oh, no, no. You won't fool Harry James. The first thing you'll do is check your horse's age. What happens if he wants to count his teeth?
We can count them. The horse has a full set. I got them right here in my pocket.
Well, personally, I don't think you're going to get away with this.
Oh, no, just stand by. Where's John Scott Trotter?
Right here, Bing.
Now, John, you're all set, aren't you? You know just what to do.
Yeah, I'm all set, Bing. You think I can play the part?
Now, wait a minute. What is all this anyway? What's going on, John?
This is not John tonight, Ken. Allow me to present Colonel J. Fred Miles of Louisville, Kentucky. The famous horse breeder.
I've been picking horses for now and 40 years. And that's a lot harder than picking tobacco, because horses is heavier.
Yes. You don't think so? Just try putting a horse in your pipe, sir.
You mean you're going to palm off Trotter as an authority on horses?
Sure. You see, Ken, I anticipate having a little trouble selling my bag of bones to Betty and Harry.
No.
So here's what I'm going to do. After I've haggled them a while, Trotter's going to come in and insist upon buying the horse for his stable.
Oh, no.
Well, naturally, James will think the horse has hidden potentialities, and he'll insist upon buying it himself. This is what you call a southern shill we're working on.
I know, I know.
Now, we'll graciously allow him to do it, and then we scoop with the loop before the nag starts to sag.
Bing Crosby, I'm surprised at you. And you too, John. This is trickery of the lowest sort.
Oh, face life, Portia. Come on. This goes on all the time. Why, there's an old saying that all is fair in love, war, and horse trading.
That's right, Yankee. Where you been? Under a rock somewhere?
Yeah, come on, boy. Come on. Well, I got to run along now and drive my horse over to the James stable.
Well, where is the nag?
He's out in my car. Well, you got the address now, Colonel. Don't forget to make an impressive entrance.
I've been making impressive entrances for now on to 40 years.
Now, look, choose some lifesavers. I want you to smell of mint. See you later, Ken.
So long, you scoundrels.
Oh, now, whoa there, steady. Take it easy there, Flea Biscuit. I'll turn on the radio and get a little music for you.
Greeting all you hep cats and hep kitties. This are your favorite disc jockey, Yamashita Takawahaya, bebopping your way with another barrel of bouncing biscuits. Ah, so hot. Looty tooty.
Boy, this Philco really reaches out and pulls in the station.
First record request is from a bunch of boys over at Ikubu's Lickshaw Little Garage. But before we play record, I have a special message for Hokkaido Hashimura somewhere in Philippine Islands. Hokkaido, come home. It's all over.
Come on, play a record.
And now for record. A boys at garage would like to hear Bing Crosby. Bing Crosby. Bing Crosby. All the time, Bing Crosby. Fool! This is Harry James for change.
Harry James?
This James recording of Cottontail. It jumps like hot tojo stick. Oh, looty tooty, Harry.
Thank you.
right. That really did jump. Now look, Flea Biscuit, Harry James is going to be your new daddy. Betty Grable's going to be your mama.
Oh, Betty.
Yes, Harry?
I thought you said Crosby was coming over.
Well, he is, and for goodness sake, when Bing gets here, don't start talking horses.
Why not?
Well, he's coming over to rehearse.
He's really going to sing if I can peddle him a certain horse that I know of.
Well, what horse is that?
Count Plotsky.
Count Plotsky has been dead for a week.
He isn't dead. He's just lying out in the barn. He gets up for meals.
Well, you're not going to unload that bag of bones on him.
Now, look, Betty, just let me take Bing out in the yard and show him Count Plotsky.
Well, how can he see the horse in the dark?
Well, I don't want him to see the Count. Just let him feel him.
But Plotsky doesn't even feel like a horse.
He does now. I had I.J. Fox make a fur girdle for him.
Well, good luck to you, but I don't think you'll ever fool Bing. He knows more about horses than Gorgeous George knows about television.
Well, I hear Bing's eyes aren't so good lately. They tell me he doesn't even know who's playing opposite him in a picture.
Now, don't run down Crosby's eyes. I think they're beautiful. Why, gee, they're like two sparkling little pools of laundry bluing.
I've seen his eyes when they look like two pools of borscht.
And blue.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey, but gee, you never talk about my eyes.
Oh, Harry, your eyes are beautiful, too. But you've been blowing high notes on that trumpet so long that they're beginning to bug out a bit.
Trumpet nothing. I defy any man to live with you and not have his eyes bug out. A bit.
Oh, now, that's real sweet, dear. Mm-hmm. But really, you didn't used to have trouble with your eyes.
No.
I mean, didn't you used to have trouble with your eyes?
Never. They've always been perfect.
Then how come you proposed to Marjorie Maine?
Oh. That was just a gag.
You're just saying that because she turned you down.
Yeah, well, she turned down Ali Khan, too.
I wouldn't try to sell Bing a horse tonight.
Well, it's too late now. I've got Count Plotsky tied for the front porch. Uh-oh, that must be Bing now.
It can't be Count Plotsky. He's too weak to ring a bell.
Come in.
Hi, Betty and Harry.
Hi, Bing.
Hi, Bing.
Hey, it's quite a doormat you got there. Looks like a horse.
Is he laying down again? Say, Bing, before you start rehearsing, I'd like to talk to you about something.
Oh, okay, but before you talk to me about something, I'd like to talk to you about something.
Yeah? What?
A horse.
A horse?
Mm-hmm.
Say, are you still interested in horses?
I am tonight. Mm-hmm. In fact, I know where you can pick one up.
Oh, then you knew that was a horse laying out there.
Say, step out here on the porch, Bing. I want to show you something.
Oh, what do you want to show me?
Just the finest little animal you ever wiped your feet on.
You want to show me a horse?
Sure.
Well, I can't look at a horse now. It's too dark.
Well, you can feel this one and know how good he is. You don't have to see him. Come on. There you are. Just feel those withers.
Hmm. Say, not bad. He's pretty fat.
Unhand me, sir.
Well, who are you?
I'm Colonel J. Fred Miles of Louisville, Kentucky. Can't you smell the mint?
Yeah. Yeah, but what do you want?
I want this horse. Don't sell him, Mr. Crosby.
Quiet, Nick. That's their horse.
Oh, where's yours?
Over there. Say, kid, step over here to my car. I want to show you a real horse.
Now, just a minute, Bing. I thought you came over here to rehearse with my wife.
Well, I can peddle a horse, too.
Oh, no. You rehearse, and I'll do the horse peddling.
Just look at that horse. Look at the coat on him.
The coat's okay, but the pants don't match.
Yeah, well, I think your horse is a phony, and so is the Colonel. I don't even believe he's from the South.
Why, sir, I'm from further south than Donna Shore.
Yes, the Colonel comes from farther south than Kay Carza, and Kay's from the Canal Zone.
All right, Harry, you want to buy a flea biscuit or not?
Buy that beast? Why, look at him. He can't even walk.
Well, he's trying.
Yeah, but every leg is going in a different direction.
Well, he sneezed this afternoon. I gave him a four-way cold tablet.
He looks like the new Hudson. You have to step down to get on him.
If you ever pull the Band-Aids off this nag, he'd fall apart.
Those aren't Band-Aids. They're travel stickers. This house has been around.
Well, I'm so burned up about this whole thing, I'm not even going to let Betty go on your radio show.
Ah, too late now, Fuzzlip. Too late, too late. Whole thing is transcribed, and you're on it, too.
Well, if I'm on the show, you'll have to pay me.
Okay, to show you I'm a sport, I'll pay you. Here, take flea biscuit.
Well, and to show you I'm a sport, I'll take him.
Oh, that's too much, Bing. You've got some change coming. Here, take Count Posse.
Oh, you're sweet. Thanks. Well, as long as we're all happy now, how about you singing something, Betty?
Well, would you like What Did I Do?
Oh, I sure would. That's the number from When My Baby Smiles at Me. One of the best musicals I've ever seen. You and Dan Daly were really outstanding in that one.
Dan Daly is always good.
Oh. Not going home tonight, huh? Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Betty Grable will sing What Did I Do from the 20th Century Fox production, When My Baby Smiles at Me. The orchestra is under the direction of Colonel Fred J. Miles of Louisville, Kentucky. Take it, Fred.
What did I do? What in the world did I do? What started the fuss? What started the brawl? What happened to us for no reason at all? In no uncertain terms, you told me we were through. Baby, what did I do? What in the world did I do? What did I say? What in the world did I say? Did I say you're wrong? Did I say I'm right? Oh, what was the matter that Saturday night? For you just up and you just wandered far away. Baby, what did I say? What in the world did I say? That's a fine. How do you do? How do you do a thing like that to me? That's a fine kettle of fish. Oh, how I wish and wish and wish that you would come back to me immediately. Where did you go? Where in the world did you go? Oh, I'm broken bent. Say, where did you went? Oh, you left my heart with a terrible dent. I'm in confusion, in conclusion, I'm dying to know, baby, what did I do? What did I say? And where, oh, where in the world did you go?
Thanks, Betty.
Very bluesy, Betty. And folks, here's a little tip. You'll never sing the blues at your Philco dealers. January is the big Philco month. Your chance to set yourself up at important savings with the greatest invention in the history of recorded music. A new Philco radio phonograph that plays the new 45-minute record. Here's one parlay that can't possibly miss. With your Philco, you get tone and performance that are out of this world. With a long-playing record, you cash in on the newest idea in phonograph music. Figure it out for yourself. You've got a non-breakable record that gives you all the music of a six-record album on just one 12-inch disc. That's a double dividend right there. It's not only six times easier to handle, but think how much record storage space it saves you. And while we're on the subject of saving, don't overlook the dollars you save on the price of the record itself. Just compare it, and you'll catch on quick. So visit your Philco dealer now for a free demonstration of the phonograph invention of the century. From Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Those of us who live in the shadowy half-world of popular music are well aware of New York's contributions to this season's song scene. One of the better plums to spring from the Broadway show shops is this ballad from Ray Bolger's show.
My darling, my darling. I've wanted to call you my darling for many and many a day. My darling, I fluttered and fled like a starling. My courage just melted away. Now all at once you've kissed me, and there's not a thing I'm sane enough to say, except my darling, get used to that name of my darling, it's here to stay. And there's not a thing I'm sane enough to say, except my darling, get used to that name of my darling, it's here to stay.
Was lovely, Bing.
Thanks, Betty. Let me thank you and Harry again for Count Plotsky.
I hope you'll be good to him, Bing.
Oh, I always try to be nice to old folks, Harry. You take care of Flea Biscuit.
Oh, we haven't got him anymore.
Haven't got him? What did you do with him?
Sold him.
What? Who'd be sucker enough to buy that beetle?
I've been buying beetles for now under 40 years.
Going to be with you next week?
Well, next week, Betty, Colonel Johnny Mercer is coming down.
Hey, Johnny writes good songs.
Oh, sings good, too. And Peggy Lee will also join in the merrymaking.
She sings wonderful songs.
Oh, she writes them, too.
What do you do?
I deal in horses. Good night, Betty.
Good night, Bing.
So long, Bing.
So long, Harry. Good night, folks, and thanks.
The program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guests, Johnny Mercer and Peggy Lee. And remember...